This is Radio Nepal. I'm T.K. Prasad Kharka with the news. Our top stories first. Odeban system for public and private vehicles comes to end in Kathmandu from today. Parliamentary committee directs government to ensure payment to the sugarcane farmers within 7 days. And Moderna's coronavirus vaccine is nearing emergency approval in the U.S. Now the news in detail. The District Administration Office Kathmandu has removed the Odeban system for public vehicles from today. Issuing a press statement, the administration office says the Odeban rule enforced earlier to the public and private vehicles has come to end from today. The administration has urged the transport operators to adhere health safety protocols to stop the spread of coronavirus infection. The administration had enforced the Odeban system as per the recommendation of the cabinet decision on the 17th of September for the effective containment of the COVID-19 infection in the valley. The Industry, Commerce, Labour and Consumer Rights Protection Committee of the Federal Parliament has directed the government to positively intervene to ensure the payment to the sugarcane farmers within 7 days. Committee President Bimal Srivastav said that the committee has directed the government to pay dues of the sugarcane farmers within 7 days and provide details of the payment to the committee. Meanwhile, the major opposition party Nepali Congress has also demanded with the government for its positive intervention to ensure full due payment to the sugarcane farmers from the sugar mill owners. The District Administration Office Sarlahi has issued an arrest warrant against Rakesh Agrawal, the owner of Annapurna Sugar Mill. The arrest was issued since he had not made due payments worth millions of rupees to the sugarcane farmers for years. Chief District Officer of Sarlahi Surendra Podil said that the arrest warrant was issued after the complaint filed by the sugar farmers. Four people died due to severe cold in Siraha district in a week. Chief District Administrative Officer Pradeep Raj Kadil said that all of the four persons died from December 7 to 13. Similarly, other five persons sustained burnt injuries due to fire lit to escape the cold during the same period and they are undergoing treatment at various hospitals. Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security Rameshwar Rai Yadav has said that the government is seriously working to make foreign employment self-systematic and comparatively more productive. In a message today on the occasion of International Migrants Day 2020, the Labour Minister said that the government was advancing to ensure security, interest and welfare of Nepali migrant workers and their families. And Minister Yadav also said that the government was committed to ensuring employment opportunities for the labour force that enters into the domestic labour market every year. The Kathmandu Valley's temperature plunged to 1.6 degrees Celsius today. This is the lowest temperature that the valley experienced this year. Earlier on Thursday, minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley was 2.2 degrees Celsius. According to the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology, the valley has been experiencing cold weather this year as compared to the past years. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. A second coronavirus vaccine is nearing emergency approval in the U.S. after it was endorsed by a panel of experts. Ahead of the Food and Drug Administration, FDA said his agency would move quickly to authorize the Moderna's vaccine, allowing the company to begin shipping millions of doses. Likewise, India expects to begin vaccinating people against COVID-19 in January. Federal health officials said a few vaccine candidates were likely to get emergency use authorization from the drug regulator in the next few weeks. Two companies have already applied for consideration and six more are in various stages of clinical trials. Hundreds of schoolboys kidnapped last year from the boarding school in northwestern Nigeria have been released. A spokesperson for the governor of Katsina State said 344 had been freed and were all in good condition. However, other reports suggest some remain in the hands of their captors. The attack was claimed by the Islamist military group Boko Haram, which hours earlier released a video apparently showing some of the boys. US officials have warned that the major hacking campaign uncovered this week poses a grave risk to the government, critical infrastructures, and the private sector. The US Treasury and Commerce Departments were among those attacked. The US Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency said that thwarting the attack would be highly complex. Many suspect the Russian government is responsible, however, it has denied the claims as baseless. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa, but before wrapping up, top stories once more. Odiban system for public and private vehicles comes to end in Kathmandu from today. Parliamentary committee directs government to ensure payment to the sugarcane farmers within 7 days. And Moderna's coronavirus vaccine is nearing emergency approval in the US. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.